Nakmehe Productions presents Retreat.
Written and produced by Andy Ipakchi and Evan McCann. Episode 1.
If it isn't herself, kind of you to join us, Teresa.
Hello, Nora. Oh, and who've we got here?
Hello, I'm Teresa. Welcome to the Kathleen O'Mara Arts Residency. Kathleen O'Mara, the movie star, left this whole place to artists. Nora, do you want me to give him the tour?
I do not. It's the fourth one from the agency this month. Probably send a different one tomorrow.
Oh. Any celebrities tonight, Nora?
Well, Teresa, there's only one way to find out. Get to it and ring that feckin' gong.
Ring the gong? And what about him? He's got arms.
Isn't he up to his elbows and turnips while you muck around like you own the place?
Temper, Nora. You'll burn the spuds. Again.
Oh, ring that gong. I'll be ringing your neck and ringing the agency, asking them to replace you. Done for her.
Hello, Ireland. Shannon here. Pass me the Guinness.
Am I right?
Well, hello to you too, miss. Mary, you're looking well. Lipstick suits you.
Thanks, Teresa. Sorry now, but you won't be finding any Guinness here, Shannon. My name is Mary. Nice to meet you. I'm a poet. And this is Teresa. She's a member of staff. Good evening, Damien. Are you well?
Oh, Mary. I've been down at the lake again, looking into its depths, wondering how many errant workmaids drown themselves within after finding themselves in trouble.
God, how awful. This lake?
Yes, sad miseries of Irish history.
Shannon, Damien here is a celebrity, a radio show host.
Now, Mary, I'm a very serious writer who also happens to be a radio host.
Ooh, DJ, Dami D. My husband, my ex-husband owns a radio station.
Well, sorry now. I'm Damien, not Dami. I'll sit beside you, will I?
Ooh, awkward. Sorry, this chair is for my cousin Bridget. She is on her way.
Bonsoir.
Welcome, welcome. I don't know your face. I'm Mary. I'm a poet. And you?
Don't know my face? Oh, what a bizarre expression. I'm Marie-Thérèse France, Marie-France de Lamballe. Call me Agnès.
Ah. So, Damien here, he's a radio... Well, he's writing a very serious book about infanticide. And Shannon here, she's... Sorry, we didn't catch your discipline, Shannon.
Oh, no, Mary. As artists, we must not confine ourselves to labels on bourgeois boxes.
I send my quilts in boxes. Is that bad or something?
Oh, Damien, do tell me all about the infanticide. I suppose it must still be very common, n'est-ce pas? Babies are so much worse than they used to be.
Ah, Barney. Has everyone met Barney, our director? Shannon, dear, that's Barney's chair.
Oh, yes.
But if I sit on that chair, I'll only see you guys and, like, ripped wallpaper. I want a lake view. Could you all just scoot down one?
Uh,
Good evening and a very special welcome to our newest residents, Shannon and Agnes. Ah, there she is. Agnes, please do sit on a chair. Oh, Mary, have you seen Olivoff yet?
Heavens! Olivoff Smirnoff's coming today!
Olivoff Smirnoff!
Yes, him. The most important living artist of our time.
Oh, so brave. J'adore. What about when Olivoff filled the Megacore Olympic pool with neon porridge just before the 100 meter race? Porridge! Imagine! Olivoff gave Megacore what they deserved.
Yes. So, porridge. Delicious. Speaking of Megacore, they'll be sponsoring our new exhibition hall.
No, he's joking. Barney, tell him.
It's no joke, Mary. We're in dire need of repairs. And I'd like to tell Olivoff about Megacore myself. Where in the devil is that man?
No, Barney. Don't do this. It would be a big mistake to take money from Megacore. They've a terrible reputation.
Excuse me, Mary, but refusing funds on principle is wrong because it's very boring. Let's refuse in a more creative way.
Barney, I will have to inform ARSE about this immediately.
Now, Mary, let's not be rash. The truth is, we either accept corporate sponsorship or sell the 19th century staircase.
Sell the staircase? But Barney, but how would we get upstairs?
Oh, my family chateau has never had a staircase. We use a satin rope. Staircases are for the bourgeois.
A chateau, Agnes? Oh my God.
Now, listen up, everyone. Megacore arrives tomorrow to negotiate the details. They will discover that, contrary to what my father used to say, I am no pushover.
Aww.
Funny enough, they are actually sending Skyjet Jetski. She's now their corporate image consultant.
Well, Skyjet Jetski, Kathleen O'Mara's niece, didn't she contest the will for years?
Seems she intends to use her new position to make good on her aunt's extraordinary vision for the arts.
Ah, doesn't sound like her. Skye's degenerate father was unyielding and attempted to destroy the family and Kathleen.
Ah, yes, the O'Maras. Another painful Irish family history to consider. Another painful Irish family history to consider.
Oh,
good title. My editor just might like it.
Good evening.
Don't say it. I know. I'm late. My choice. The stoats for mating like mad again.
Ah, good evening, Gunter. And the stoat king, was he able to get aroused this time?
Not yet, I'm afraid. But he tries and tries at every nest.
Hello. I'm Shannon.
Damien. Roof lights. Left on again. I just saw them with my own eyes. I'm warning you, next time I will have to DM Greta Thunberg. She'll have you cancelled.
Forgive me, Gunter. I was delving deep into ancient midwifery. Easy to forget modern electric switches.
Last warning. Or it's hello, Greta.
Now, could you just dash up there and turn them off, shall
I? No, I'll do it, Mary. I insist.
Davy! Is that bread in your pocket? Oh, you just hammered to see me.
Ha! Mae West. A joke. Some good eyes, Shannon. Caught me red-handed. Mea culpa. Honestly, so much serious writing makes me peckish at night. I'll be right back.
Okay, whatevs, dude. So, Gunter, tell me about your sexy art.
Me? Sexy? Nein, never.
Shannon! Surely you've heard of Gunter Hermelin before. No? Soundscape artist? Gunter, weren't you touring all over the US just this year?
Only the MoMA and the Getty. Now, Shannon, my audio subjects copulate all around the lake.
Oh, I am down with that. Good times.
I use very high-tech audio. Please, watch your step.
Oh, what is that awful noise?
Oh, it's my phone. Bridget's texting. She needs a gate code or something.
Oh, B1847, black, 1847, the worst year of the Irish famine.
Oh, what was the best year of the Irish salmon?
Famine, Shannon, not salmon. The Irish famine, 1 million dead souls.
Okay, bummer. So funny story. My cousin and I met on a DNA testing site.
DNA test, is it? Could they find my father for me?
Can someone tell our waitress I don't speak Gaelic?
Could someone tell the Yank my blonde hair is real? DNA. In France, we say, where there's family, there's trouble. I don't need an American with a DNA test at my chateau d'or.
Whatever. My cousin is almost here in person. Oh, and I'm famished. Anyone want a goji berry?
No, thanks, Shannon. Imagine being famished and no goji berries, just a few black moldy potatoes. People wasting away by the hour.
Oh, God, how awful. Though, honestly, Damien, you could stand to lose a few pounds.
Yeah, American humor. Lovely, Shannon. While we are on the subject, meals here are for residents only.
Oh, say no more. Just add my cousin's meal to my tab, Barney.
Oh, tab? The Minister of Culture pays for all my fees, not you?
As the envoy for Artists Residents Society Exchange, my stay is automatically covered. An envoy must always be present in an ARSE-approved artist space.
Oh, that makes you the big arse, Mary.
The Irish Historical Misery Foundation funds me. But Mary, I'm acutely interested in your arse.
It's ARSE, thank you. So even though you're the highest paid radio host in Irish history, you get funding too.
Oh.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger Dangerous Animals in the Arts Grant funds all my work here.
I just can't fill out all those boring grant forms. I just use... Ta-da!
Look at that. An object of beauty. I've never actually seen one up close. A black Amex card. May I?
Really, Barney? Now you bring a credit card terminal to the table.
New era. Modern device to make ends meet. That is all.
Whew! Heaven startles me every time. That's my phone. Excuse me.
Not like that, Mary. Show me your phone. Push there. No. There. The big flashing button. It's so obvious.
Oh, thank you. These modern contraptions are so complicated. Oh, a message from my ARSE sponsor, Olivov Smirnoff.
Olivov Smirnoff.
That's right, him. Oh no, what a pity. He won't be joining us after all.
Oh, the Russian authorities probably detained him again.
Oh, why accuse Russia for everything?
Smirnoff has been under house arrest 10 times. It is in my informed guess.
Don't believe everything you read, Gunther. Smirnoff is a genius. He probably controls Moscow. Don't underestimate the power of art.
Or alcohol. Agnes, shall I put you down for another bottle?
2 bottles, please. 1 for later.
No red for me, Barney. It sparks painful memories of altar boys being abused in the back sacristy.
Ah, white it is. Right-ho, right-ho. Let's see. Damien in the James Joyce room. Agnes in the Conor McGregor suite. Shannon in Kathleen's suite.
Mary?
helipad ready. I'll be there in the morning.
Hello? Is that you, Sky?
Well, it's hardly Pippa Bloody Middleton ringing the groundskeeper of Ballygo backwards now, is it?
Ah, same old Sky Jetski. Yeah, the helipad is ready all right. You better get here before that old bitch Nora has me plant more turnips on it.
Did you spot any new artists we might use for our little cabal?
Well, yeah, there's a new flashy American woman and an artsy one. French, I think.
Oh, definitely not the French one. We'll go for the American. Much more pliable. Turn your charms on.
Well, if it means you'd be getting the whole lot of them uppity artists out on their arses at least.
Oh, I almost forgot how bloody vulgar you are. Give the Yank some Irish-flavoured romance. Women like to feel special.
Next you'll be asking me to romance that old crone Una at the local B&B for a fiver. I'm no gigolo. I want my fair share now.
Man up. Once I get my family house back, you'll get the gate lodge. Now, you'll excuse me. Melanie, my assistant, is beckoning. See you tomorrow, Malachy. Ciao, ciao.
Oh. Now, Shannon, we're hungry. Just where is this cousin of yours?
Who?
Bridget, your cousin, girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bridget.
For the love of... I'm not working here all night. I've got a man waiting, you know.
Me? No, understand. Celtic.
Where's that one off to now?
I'll run off to the car park to check for Bridget outside, okay? Oh.
Teresa, please tell Nora to begin dinner service.
Nora, serve them up. Labels on bourgeois boxes.
Is this the Kathleen O'Mara retreat? I'm Bridget.
Oh, finally, the famous Bridget. So much purple.
Ah, Bridget, come. I've been saving this seat for you.
Shannon, where's Shannon? I'm not sensing her presence.
She just ran out after you, dear. Please sit down, she'll be back.
They look nothing alike.
They're distant cousins, Gunter, not twin stoats.
Guys? I can see her cute little vintage car, but she's vanished. Her aura is much more powerful than I knew.
My magnetic field is telling me that you are Shannon.
So,
I finally found Bridget on the Megacorp DNA site. And we matched our great-great-great-granddaddy.
Great, like, four times over. Granddad William Breen.
Granddad William Breen. Woohoo!
DNA is so amazing.
Synchronistic.
Artist cousins.
I do textiles. Bridget paints.
I'm not a painter, Shannon. I'm a poet. Don't you remember? I sent you my work. The goddess will become our stepping stone to holistic grace.
Oh, Bridget didn't win first prize at the Galway Druidic Healing Circle Poetry Competition in 2015. Just on her good looks alone.
Thanks, Shannon. But please don't. I'm dedicated to a fast against boasting during this moon quarter.
Oh, then you boast for me, Bridget.
Honestly, guys, you really should see Shannon's quilts. They're such a gift. Oh. A Celtic magnetism is woven right into them.
Oh, they sound magnetic. So, Bridget, you must be staying at Una's B&B. She must be waiting up.
Una is a human vortex.
Una is a lovely old lady. Goodness.
Una can, like, wait up all night because my cousin came to Ireland for an unprecedented DNA artistic collaboration. We'll be, like, embroidering poetry, some quilting.
Yeah, unprecedented. Like embroidered poetry and some quilting. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of stitching to represent connection, to promote healing, energy.
Oh. Yes, stitching and energy healing and a harness with Gaelic fairy power.
Like magical flying duvets, yes?
Well, actually, Agnes, I am a druidic healer when I'm not writing professional poetry for my newsletter.
Tell me, are these healing powers a feature in your DNA too, Shannon?
I mean, maybe. But Bridget will energize any of my latent Celtic fire at the fairy fort tomorrow morning.
The fairy fort? Be very careful.
Oh, Wygunder, are fairies truly that powerful?
Gunter's right. The locals are very superstitious. You don't want to be accused of upsetting the fairies.
No. I mean, be very careful of my expensive hidden equipment. My king's stoat, he nests around there.
Delicious. The very essence of nature is integrated into my druidic healing practice.
Well, I, for one, am very interested in your practice. Oh. Is it a laying on of hands? Would it be clothes on or off?
Bridget, just what is druidic healing exactly, in layman's terms?
Well, it wouldn't work on you. You've got a very negative energy field. And Gunter, you've absorbed the dark aura of stoats.
Oh, it's true.
Impossible. So Stort is a master of night vision. He's light itself. No dark aura to be measured.
You all are total Debbie O'Downers. My favorite book, The Mystery, proves that negative thinking leads to negative mindset. Read it. No, seriously. The first time I read it, I was at Tang's. Tang's the woman who makes my quilts for me. I mean, my quilts with me.
American bullshit.
Actually, Agnes, my point is that in Thai, Tang means bursting melon. See?
Je vois des conneries.
Yes, and Tang is happy with a tin roof, while Mary scoffs at the hall offered out of nowhere by the kind generosity of Megacorp. See?
What? Megacorp? Our biggest eco-adversary?
Well, it's not out of nowhere, Shannon. Megacorp wants to use the arts to clean up their bad image. Megacorp supplying Sudanese orphanages with their radioactive oats. Those poor innocent orphans.
Oh, dear, and Greta about this.
I think you are the one who is radioactive, Mary. Bridget, to deactivate Mary's negative aura, how about we close our eyes and I'll concentrate on bursting melon.
Shannon, I see it. Bursting melon. So ripe. Such promise of possibility.
I'm suddenly very tired. Nighty night.
I must go adjust my Stort's audio collar devices. Then I DM Greta.
Yeah, and I'll take the rest of the trifle upstairs if no one wants it. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Hang on, Mary. We have some ARSE business. Do remember to wash up, ladies.
Positivity drives away the naysayers every time, Shannon.
Oh, Mary's face when you told her to be positive. J'adore les Irlandais.
Sorry, Agnes. We're starting our collaboration now, so please go.
Oh, I'm off. No worries. Bonsoir.
Whoa, Bridget. Such negativity. Do you know any good post-gathering Gaelic rituals to, like, refortify and cleanse us?
As a matter of fact, yes. As we scrub and scour this skillet and dish, I call upon the goddess.
Thanks, Bridget. Good night. I'm going to go off to bed.
Mm-hmm.